But if I actually block it, see, I got no pressure. All of the pressure is on you. Well, I'll tell you what. When I drop him off for camp, I'll make my way over to the net. There he is. Kenny Farrell.
We'll do that. We'll do that. Okay.
Hour three next on ESPN New Orleans.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Anyone who has ever needed self-storage knows what a hassle it can be. You have to rent or borrow a truck and then find someone to help you move your stuff. And let's face it, moving furniture and heavy items without damaging them isn't easy. Renting the unit is worse. The hidden fees and admin costs are scarier than the dingy facilities you're leaving your stuff in. Why not use Closet Box instead? Closet Box is self-storage without leaving home. They'll pick up your belongings, store them securely, and bring any item back when you need it. The best part? Unlike traditional self-storage, you only pay for what you store. No paying for unused storage space. Closet Box's background check storage movers are licensed, bonded, and insured and will take care of all of the heavy lifting. Closet Box's local storage centers are temperature controlled and monitored 24/7. Closet Box has an A+ rating from the BBB. Call 877-233-5696 now for the season's best rates. Get $50 off first month storage using code RADIO50. That's 877-233-5696. 877-233-5696.
Sarah Spain.
She is resigning now in this moment because she has been proven to have failed all of those girls.
And me, Jason Fitz, are Spain and Fitz. We are back.
College football has built into it nostalgia.
Sarah Spain.
A connection to a community. This will not have that.
Jason Fitz.
He is, when he is healthy, considered to be one of the great young pieces in the game.
Spain and Fitz returns weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
It is our number three of the Sports Hangover. Leo Haggerty will join us bottom of the hour. We may or may not hear from the intern. I don't know. After all, it is Friday. It's past 2 o'clock. And quite honestly, I probably wouldn't answer the phone either. But you know what? We'll see if he does it or not. Your phone calls and more.
It's Friday.
I am. Are you LSU fans? Are you looking forward to the weekend? I'm not picking on you. I just want to know, honestly, if you're remotely nervous about how it goes. Again, if you want change, it should be a fun, stress-free weekend. You win, the Tigers won. You lose, you might eventually win, right? No. Sports Hangover, hour number 3-800-998-1003. That's the phone number. You can also reach us via the intranets. Over there on social media via Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA and answer our questions of the day. I need a score and I need a key to the game for your New Orleans Saints as they take on Washington on Sunday, a 2-point favorite. If you want to give me a score, a key to the game for LSU as well, knock that out. Nichols to Riverville Classic at Guidry Stadium, high noon. High noon kickoff tomorrow. Line up. We'll ask Jordan if he's going. He might already be tailgating over there for all I know. I don't know. Also, of course, the other question of the day, Pels taking on the Bulls, 7 o'clock pregame, 6:30 here in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Pelicans 1-1, Chicago 1-0, Lonzo Ball. 8 points in his preseason opener. I just honestly want to know the first air ball or brick three that he shoots. Are you going to go nuts on Twitter? Or what if it's nothing but net? What if he knocks down like seven threes? No, I'm kidding. Anyway, that game is tonight. So you got a ton to get into. Four Major League Baseball playoff games as well. You got Sox and Astros. They're already underway. It started at 107. Brewers and Braves in Milwaukee, 337 TBS. Both Sox and Rays, 602. Fox Sports 1. Dodgers Giants, 837. First pitch, TBS. Before we get into all of that and more, though, of course, we're all helping you rebuild and kind of giving you as much info as possible. So Gerard will join us with FEMA to give us the latest information. Sir, good afternoon. Happy Friday to you.
Good afternoon. Happy Friday. It's good to be with you. I was just thinking, as you were mentioning everything that's going on, that, you know, people really want to be listening to you or, you know, listening to games. And so not being on hold with FEMA. even if they sort of need to talk to FEMA.
Right.
Uh-huh. So the phone number is 800-621-3362. But we do have many disaster recovery centers open throughout the affected parishes. And so I just wanted to mention that those are open throughout the weekend. So you can listen to you. People can listen to you as they drive to maybe the Go Pass Customer Service Center in Golden Meadow, or the Houma Terrebonne Civic Center in Houma, or you know the LPG Government Complex in Raceland. So the wait times are nothing like the hold times on an 800 number. And you can listen to your sports radio while you drive to the right. Disaster yeah. Recovery Center. And then once you're there, you can talk to a FEMA specialist about your case. About, quite frankly, you know, we acknowledge this. Many people listening got a rejection letter. But you know what? It doesn't have to be a final determination for people. And so that's
right.
We just need more information or more documents, and that's everything you can do at the to just move things along at the disaster recovery center, get more answers, and so maybe we can have a little bit of support while you're pursuing your recovery as well.
That is very true. I never thought about that. You're definitely somebody that people want to talk to and then not at the same time, right? Because if you're important and we're having you on, it means something happened. There was a disaster.
but
at the same time when that happens, help is definitely much appreciated. You brought up wait times or just rejection letters and all that stuff. I did a lot of that stuff when I was in Atlanta when we had evacuated there as well. And obviously, I had internet, I had phone, or I was able to do stuff online. Some people didn't do that. So that's why these centers are so good, because it can literally be just getting information. Hey, what's available? How do I apply for those things? And that's something why you guys have these centers set up.
Exactly. And so I can mention, we have, 19 throughout the parishes, but I mentioned the one, in Lafourche and Terrebonne. You know, we also have a center at the Convent Community Center, the St. John Baptist Parish parking lot, Parish Library parking lot, the Garyville Library parking lot. So those are all, and let me add also the Edward Dufresne Community Center parking lot that's in Lully. And these are open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday through Saturday. So you can get a little bit of this this recovery business done before the game on Sunday morning, if you choose, or afterwards. We try to be, these hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. to try to help people out and give options for them.
Anything else you'd like to pass along, sir? Obviously, I try to jot it down, the number and website.
Yeah, you know,
the best
I'll
way to do it.
But I will repeat the number, because sometimes, you will have to call even after you talk to someone at one of the disaster recovery centers, then later you might have to call. Mm-hmm. So the number is 800-621-3362. If you do have disaster assistance, or if you do have internet, the address is disasterassistance.gov, disasterassistance.gov. I know that internet service is slowly coming back to areas. And you know what? I just wanted to mention one more thing.
Sure.
In Houma today, the Army Corps of Engineers, contractor working for them, working with them, put up another, you know, of one of the blue roofs that we see all around. They've put up 20,000 now. They put up the 20,000. I can't even say that, but anyway, it's a temporary measure, but it's going to keep people dry, their homes in better shape until they can get into full repair. So I wanted to mention that program is still ongoing.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate the time, as always. Like I said before, man,
you need anything to
pass along, give me a buzz.
Okay. Have a good weekend, everyone.
You too, man. Thank you so much. Again, the number 800-621-3362, disasterassistance.com. If you can go check that out with your line. 800-998-1003 is the way to chime into the conversation. We bring in the intern for what likely will be his final segment. He's probably halfway to whatever bar is in North Shore. Where do you go anyway over there? I don't know.
What do you mean? Any bar.
What do you mean? I know what you're doing. I know where you're going. You got to start tailgating, man. Are you ready for tomorrow? Or like, do you and Buddy have a bet? You know, Nichols, SLU Ooh. Here. Do you have a bet? Huh?
I mean, it's so hard. I mean, obviously I'm going for Southeastern, but, you know, since,
mm-hmm.
you know, we are the flagship of Nichols, I mean, it's kind of hard to even say anything on
it's okay.
the air.
It's okay. People. It's okay to pick a loyalty, you know. Where's your allegiance lie, Jordan? Are you a Lion or not? Because you had zero allegiance at LSU. You left at halftime in that comeback win against Auburn. You have no allegiance to LSU. Do you have allegiance to SLU?
I don't know. I mean, I still yet to go
I
to
don't
a
know.
Southeastern
what is wrong with, what do you have allegiance to? What do you have allegiance to?
Myself.
Yes. That is a very accurate statement. That is very true, which is why DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Unlike Jordan, you just heard it right there, folks. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable.
Did
Jordan
really
Kleber. Yeah. Yes, I went right into a live read. Yes, absolutely. Enter the code LaRose. You get a free shot at millions in dollars in total prizes. If you enter whatever code Jordan gives you, it might be a million reasons why you'll regret doing so. All right, Jordan, when you look at online, looked at a couple of questions on the day. What are some ones that stood out to you? Questions of the day for the Pels, question of the day for the Saints.
Yeah, so for your question of the day, Yusuf says, can't wait until all fans can watch. Then another one over on Twitter saying, Lonzo getting posterized. One has a bunch of likes. I don't like this one from Justin's burner account. We're about to get destroyed. I'm not liking that.
Oh,
one.
I don't know if I see that coming.
Kyle says praying on Lonzo's downfall tonight. Jesus, something
Hello, Jordan.
Very
Where did Jordan go? Paging Jordan. did he leave already? You didn't even get to say bye this time. That's unbelievable.
Can you hear me?
I think Jordan just said he's enough. That's all the time we have for Jordan Kleber, which is fine. Okay, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will go and see what some of the players had to say this morning. Shoot around here as well. Don't forget, Pels taking on the Bulls tonight at 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame show. I told you Jordan wasn't going to make it to the end of the show. I knew it. There you have it. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
I'm going to lay out in the sunshine. Maybe throw out a fishing line. Watch the paddle wheelers roll on by from the river of dreams. Take a walk through the field parade. Where they let the bombs all roulette. Everybody, I'm on my way. I'm 10 miles from New Orleans.
This Black and Gold Report is brought to you by Ashley Barrios and Cutoff, State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. See Ashley today for all of your insurance needs. Saints at Washington Sunday, and as we look to the keys for victory, one is New Orleans getting to their quarterback, Taylor Heinicke. Saints defensive end Cam Jordan.
He also has a chance to make these explosive plays happen, as you saw on the Atlanta tape last week. For as much as he's exposed, he's also making explosives.
Saints quarterback Jameis Winston says another is handling Ron Rivera's defense.
Eyes on the quarterback. They always attack the ball really well. Always have, you know, a good defensive line and long, rangy corners. And I know they're going to be very well disciplined.
Perhaps we'll see more of running back Alvin Kamara involved in the passing game. They are trying, though, says Winston.
Alvin is probably my primary almost, and defenses know that. So it's their job to take away our best player. But when you take away our best player, he's still getting a buck on you every week. The best part of playing quarterback with a guy who is as versatile as him. Defense fear him more in the passing game than they do in the running game. I do believe that we're doing some good things in the passing game that's going to open up him a little bit more with these weeks to come.
Kamara had zero receptions a week ago. Kickoff is set for noon. For more on the Black and Gold, keep it here on ESPN New Orleans. This Black and Gold report has been brought to you by Ashley Barrios and Cutoff. State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. See Ashley today for all of your insurance needs.
I was surprised.
I was definitely surprised.
Yep, we had no idea. Totally surprised.
Can you say jaw drop?
Who knew? State Farm, with these great rates?
The surprise everyone's talking about is the surprisingly great rates for home and auto insurance from State Farm, especially when you combine them.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today. 985-632-0988.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. What you guys got? Saints fans, I need a score and a key to the game. Ron Rivera had this to say about their defense. And it's, as you heard earlier when we were speaking with Ken Podolak, who covers Washington, it's their D-line's their strength, but they've given up points on the back end. So, Coach Ron.
Well, I think we've done some good things in our man coverages. It's hard to sit here and tell you, oh, yeah, things are looking great when you look at what we've done in third down, though. And that's where most of our struggles have occurred. You look at some of the first and second down things, especially when it's 0 to 3 yard gain, you feel good about that. And then, unfortunately, you get into a couple of third down situations and you take a step back and go, man, you know, how can we miss this or why didn't we do that? As you know, so you just go back to the drawing board and keep working it.
Mm, okay. What about the team, though? 2-2. And again, I was looking at the schedule. You have some tougher games coming up after New Orleans. And I'm just saying, I'm sitting there and I'm them. I'm like, this is one all week. My storyline would be, this is one you got to get. You got a team that's 2-2. Their offense is struggling. Their defense gave up, you know, an 11-point lead to the legend of Daniel Jones. Like, I'm Washington. I'm confident this week. And I'm actually sitting there going, I need to get this. Why? I got Kansas City next week. Green Bay after that, in Green Bay, at Denver. Then the Buccaneers, Panthers, Seahawks. You get me what I'm saying? Like, I need to get this one. If I'm Washington, I'm kind of feeling a battle. I'm feeling a back and forth, to be honest with you, of defense actually making some plays. A couple sacks here or there for them. Hopefully Jameis holds on to the football when he's going to get hit. I think the Saints defensive line, based off of how Cam Jordan was speaking this week, very eager to show that better than they were when it comes to getting the pass rush and being consistent. And more importantly, just not hurting themselves, as he said.
Again, it was more us than them. You look at the film, and there was a couple times we could have had some TFLs. They ended up making some plays. There was a couple times where it could have been, you know, deaded before the first down marker. They made a couple plays. I mean, we've got talented people. At the end of the day, you can't ever, I wouldn't say overlook anybody, but you can't not dominate them all four quarters. You let them squeak by. You let them stay around. And then the fourth quarter, they ended up winning. Ended up going in overtime. End up winning at those final minutes.
And look, those handful of plays, that's what was the difference in this game?
Again, you look at the tape, it's a tale of two tales, probably from the first three quarters to the quarter and overtime. You have to be a consistent defense. You had a lot of three and outs. We had a lot of third and favorables, and we have to have that the entire game. We can't let squeaky plays happen. They figure I saw, 15 points get put on the board from all of three plays. They had two long bombs. And we talked about, not getting beat on anything cheap. We let that happen. Again, it's more us than them.
So that's definitely going to be a key. Taylor Heineke. You see some similarities with Daniel Jones, maybe not so much, but he definitely has that playmaking, escaping ability that looks like he's about to get sacked in the middle of Saints jerseys. Oh, he emerges and jumps and throws the ball for a touchdown. That's the kind of stuff that Cam says, look, you got to avoid.
He also has a chance to make these explosive plays happen, as you saw on the Atlanta tape last week. For as much as he's exposed, he's also making explosives. So you have to be able to be aware of who you're playing against every week. And this week is no different.
For Jameis Winston, so that's the defensive side of things, right? I mean, you got to get some pressure. That D-line's got to do something here. When it comes to the offensive side, it's one of the things we've touched on this week. Jameis Winston, and will he be given more rope, more trust, more leeway, things of that nature? Again, he had 11 straight, and then the Saints ran the ball 14 straight times. I played yesterday what he thought about that. He's like, look, I get it. Fourth quarter, up 11, run the ball. I understand. At the same time, if you're watching games on Sunday like I am, the teams that have quarterbacks that can make plays or allowed to make plays have a better shot than not. And maybe there is that trust. But look, he has said it, and he said it this week several times. He has to earn it. And in order to earn it, it takes time. Four games, not enough.
Well, I know I trust him with everything I got, and I'm getting adjusted to his system. Like, this is his team. You know, he's been here for a long amount of time, so I have to fit in. You know, when you've had so much success as a head coach, you know, with your offense, with the way that you do things, I'm getting adjusted to that, and I've been loving it. I've been loving how efficient we've been being. I've been loving it. Having a lot off my plate, obviously I want more, but that has to be earned, and week by week, I'm gonna have opportunity to earn it.
So again, what will that sort of take, and what does that necessarily mean? Like, if I'm asking you, Saints fans, right now, like, what would be your definition or your moment of aha, there it is, like that GIF with Leonardo DiCaprio? With Brad Pitt, right? Where they're pointing at the TV. What is that moment? What exactly would define Sean Payton trusts Jameis Winston? Like, can it only be defined? It can only happen at the end of a game in a game-winning situation in the 2 minute? Or can you see that at the beginning of a game? Like, will I be able to tell in the first quarter? Like, third and nine, are we trying for draws and stuff like that? I don't know. I mean, depends on the defense, but yeah, I guess if I see that, but I'm just trying to think of what moments have I seen, man, he just doesn't trust Jameis Winston. Is it audibly? I've been thinking about that. I'm trying to think of how many times, Drew, it was almost quite honestly expected, right? I mean, like, if I close my eyes right here and you did with that, Peyton Manning was always Omaha, right? If it was another situation like with other quarterbacks, but I Drew Brees, it's kill. I mean, like, if you close your eyes right now and you think of Drew Brees' voice, like, you could be doing something in the kitchen, the four-year-old's running around, like, get over here, and I hear behind me, kill. I mean, that's Drew Brees. It seemed like every play was kill, right? Is that a sign of trusted confidence? And honestly, I haven't been paying attention. I will Sunday, I'll keep a little sticky note next to me, and I'm going to jot down. I'm just going to be real scientific. I'm going to draw a straight line, just like a one, like a slash, for the amount of times I see Jameis Winston audible. Is that, I would think that that would be a sign of trust. Hey, go ahead, get us into a better play or not. But at the same time, isn't that kind of part of the requirements of that position? So I don't know if that's really that. What is that sign of trust? Is it down in distance? Is it, I guess, waiting for key moments in the game? And what is that key moment? Because if we just sit there and say, oh, it has to be a game-winning moment. Well, what if you're playing well and there is no game-winning moment? Because I think for you to win a game, there's several game-winning moments, right? If the Saints get a couple of first downs, if the Saints got a score in the first three drives in which they crossed the 50-yard line, isn't that a game-winning moment? They lost the game, they went to overtime. Rosas missed a 58-yarder. What if they catch a pass, get a longer run, and get them 5 yards in? That 3 points, is that not a game-winning moment? You get what I'm getting at? Taking off the field. Those are obvious. I'm talking about the win game legitimately. What are trust moments? What are things that you would see Sunday and be like, Sean's trusting him a little more? Is it tempo? Is it hurry up? That's something I was thinking about. Again, so I jotted down audibling, and I'm jotting down pace and tempo. I think a sign of trust is being able to handle everything at once that needs to happen if you wanted to go sort of no huddle or get to the line quickly, knowing what the play is, being able to read the formations, getting the communication calls. Again, he did not get sacked last week, so they've done better. They've improved from the debacle at Carolina. Is that a sign of trust?
All right, Jameis, let's go ahead and let's speed things up here. Let's go no huddle.
Like, what if that's popping in his helmet? Is that a sign of trust? And quite honestly, here's the thing. Since Jameis has talked about it this week, and since media's asked about it this week, if you're Sean Payton and you're looking at it, or do you sit there and go like, you know what, listen, get me to the bye. We'll add trust and we'll come up with some stuff next week. But here's the thing, you're coming out, you're going at Seattle, then Tampa. Is this a game that if I'm Sean, I'm not saying I'm giving full keys. Maybe I give him the house key. Maybe I give him the car key. Or do you give him the full set? Or do you just wait a little bit? Can you give some keys and still matter? Right? I mean, a little bit of trust, right? Like when you give a key to somebody that, you know, yeah, she hadn't moved in just yet. He hadn't moved in just yet, but here's a key. It's a little different than, okay, will you move in with me? Can Sean do that at least maybe this week? You understand what I'm saying? Here's Winston talking about being handed the keys from Sean Payton.
This man has been here for 16 plus years, and he's been coaching Drew Brees, a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like, our relationship in terms of, like, handing me over the keys, like, this is something that, like, he just didn't hand over the keys to Drew in his first four games. Like, this is a relationship that's going to be built, and obviously as we find more of an identity offensively, we're going to have different things that, like, he trusts me more in this situation than that situation, right? Like, that's how football works, right? That's like me with the receiver. Like, I'm going to trust, you know, a certain receiver in this situation versus that situation. So it's really just a feel, because he's our play caller too. You know, and when you got a guy like Adam Kamara, and you know, when you got trust in this dominant defense that we've had here, you have to be that way. You know what I'm saying? You got to trust your gut, and he's been really good at doing that. So, like I said, like, I trust him, so I know that's gonna come.
I agree. And you have definitely heard Jameis Winston definitely convey feelings for the love of the offense and how he knows he's going to continue to grow, and that's why I'm asking. What can Sean do to just further that relationship? Like I said, if we're talking about analogies of relationship, or, you know, handing the key over, you can come in. I'll give you a drawer. You can stay tonight. I mean, what level are we, and how do you get there in the world of football? Is it calling more shot plays? Is it calling 20 yard outs? Is it calling more posts? Is it calling deeper plays that are higher risks? Is that something I can write down? Maybe higher risk passing plays. Is that a sign of trust? So think about that, though, over the weekend. And as we get closer to the game on Sunday, and I'm going to ask you to get on Monday. So I'm giving you homework. And I'll tweet it out over the weekend so y'all can be reminded. But let's look for signs of increased trust. It's going to have to happen at some point if you want him to be your quarterback for the future. But I'm going to tweet that out tonight. I define what trust would be and define if you saw moments of it or lack thereof. I think it'll be an interesting way to look at the game on Sunday. Quick break. We come back. Leo Haggerty is going to call in. We will chime in with him about the NFC South, the Jets and Falcons, Panthers in an interesting game. His take on the ears, Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
The Rouse's Markets in Golden Meadow is back open. The Rouse's family wants to thank everyone that worked so tirelessly to get the store back open to serve our community. Thank you to Rouse's Markets team members who worked at the store every day. Thank you to Rouse's Markets facilities and construction crews. Thank you to Rouse's Markets vendor partners. And thank you, our loyal customers. Rouse's Market in Golden Meadow, now open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. Tax.
Can we talk hot sports? Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Leo Haggerty of Sports Magazine. Sir, how are you this week?
I am back in Tampa, Florida, Gus, after a nice week up in at the Jersey Shore with my high school buddies. And but it's... back to football.
All right, so you did make it back. You're safe and sound, and you're ready to go. Let's start with your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, it seems like just yesterday I got a good buddy of mine, Roy, over at the gym, and he loves his Fins, loves the Dolphins. They were 16-1, 17-0 this season. The 85 Bears had nothing on his defense. Tua, a massive believer in Tua, Flores, Coach of the Year. Things have changed. They're not where they thought they were going to be. Obviously, losing Tua is a big thing. They're 1-3, but I want to start with them. Have they completely bought in? I've seen a lot of their beat writers this week that I follow openly suggest, after watching the Monday night game, if you think the Dolphins took the right quarterback, then you're dumb or you don't know what you're watching. Like, they are bitter that the Fins did not grab Justin Herbert.
Gus, Dave Alexander is the guy who covers the West Coast quarterback for us, and he just raved about Justin Herbert. He said, look, The guy grew from 6'1 to 6'5 while he was in college. He's got a cannon for an arm. He's quiet. He's very self-assured. And the kid can play. Yeah, they took the wrong guy. There's no doubt about it. Now, Tool was living on reputation. And again, he was the guy that threw the pass in the championship game. But after that, he hasn't really showed me the reason why you wanted him as that guy coming out. And that just amazed me that Miami was so sold on him and never even did a comparison study with Justin Herbert. But, yeah, Herbert was definitely, you know, Dave Alexander thought he was. I thought he was. And basically he's proving us right now.
You know, we talk about Jordan Love, and the reason I'm bringing that up is because it's just a feeling that I get from afar and from reading people and talking to people that live in Miami. My uncle lives in Miami, about 10 minutes from the practice facility. And I just get the sense and feel that the buy-in, we always hear about players buying in with coaches and stuff like that. I just get the sense and feeling no one bought in. And I think we talk about how Green Bay has handled Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers. I think the way they handled last year, winning team, Fitzpatrick playing well, forcing Tua on everyone, and then it not being good, I think that probably led to this feeling right now where they're kind of basically like, this guy is damaged goods, he's always hurt. You get the sense I'm getting at, Leo? I mean, like, you don't go about the same way with him as everyone's going about with Joe Burrow or Herbert or other franchise quarterbacks, Hurts and Zach Wilson. Like, you just don't get that vibe at all when it comes to Tua.
You know what, Gus? I got to agree with you on that. It's just you don't look at the guy and think, okay, he's going to be a 10-year franchise quarterback and just get to at least a step from the Super Bowl or possibly get you there. And again, Gus, let's go back to when they drafted him.
Yeah.
He had, I don't think people realize, that's a major injury he had. I mean, all of a sudden, the hip is gone. And you're talking about a guy who, when you throw the football, you got to rotate those hips. Yeah, it's a lot of arm, but it's a lot of leg and body. And I just don't see why they didn't look at it because, you know, what's going to happen to this guy if he takes another hit there? And he's not soft, but playing in Alabama, you don't get hit a whole lot of quarterbacks. I mean, I don't think Mac Jones got his jersey dirty last year. So, again, you got to look at what's happening with college football. You got to look at what is coming out. And Miami just bought into Tua from day one of the junior year. And that has proved to be a misstep.
All I know is this, man. There is a senior NFL writer that covers them that he tweeted, so when are the Dolphins going to trade for Deshaun Watson? When you think of what's surrounding him and what's happened with him, when their people are saying, can we have Deshaun Watson? That's why I'm asking that. Bucks are 10-point favorite. Is this one of those don't overlook them wins?
Oh, no, Gus. They're going to blow them out. I'm thinking 31-13. You got the Bucks coming off a loss and not a stellar offensive performance up in New England, albeit the weather was bad. You had all the emotion of Brady going back there. And I think the Bucks are ready to just tie one on to the Dolphins. And, again, I feel sorry for the Dolphins. I don't care who shows up this week. Bucks are ready to go. They're coming off a two-game road trip. They're going home. And keep in mind, Gus, they got to go to Philly Thursday. They're going to play three games in 11 days. And I don't expect that. I think Philly's got a better chance of beating them than Miami. Just because that's going to be a tired football team in 4 days.
I'm looking at y'all's injury list. You got a lot of names on there. A lot of names. Only ones that have been ruled out is Grunk. Huh?
Let me jump in on that one. I said in my column that this was a pirate victory. Now, I know all your listeners are jumping to the dictionary and go, what the hell is a pirate victory? Well, you go back to Greece and King Pyrrhus won the battle but lost the war. Gus, Richard Sherman played an entire game at corner, and they had a guy come in off the practice squad that they promoted Saturday that played the entire third, half the third and all the fourth quarter. A guy by the name of Devis. He's a, a Haitian immigrant. It's a great story. But I'll tell you what, I asked Bruce Arians today, I said, who was the next guy up? He said, well, we got Delaney. Now, Delaney's probably a safety. Now, you're going to have trouble getting Antoine Winfield off concussion protocol. So think about this, Gus. Three of their four starters for that game weren't there at the end. So it's they're a hurting buckaroo in the secondary, that's for sure.
All right, let's move on to the pond, across the pond, Jets and Falcons, Atlanta. It's actually a 2.5-point favorite here. Our expert gambler, back over in hour number two, he said he likes Zach Wilson and the Jets and what they did last week. Could the Falcons lose a home game in London to the Jets?
I don't think so, Gus. Again, the Falcons are starting to play better. They should have won last week, let it get away, like the Saints, which we'll talk about in a minute. And the Jets, I'm still not sold on putting a veteran quarterback against the rookie. And I think that's going to be the difference. Matt Ryan's going to play better than Wilson. And I think Atlanta wins 24-20.
All right. Take a look at the Eagles and Panthers. Carolina, Sam Darnold, who'd have known that he was a rushing quarterback? Two rushing TDs early in that game against Dallas. And then Dallas was a little bit too much, though, without Christian McCaffrey. It doesn't look like he's going to play on Sunday either. How do you see this one? Carolina, 3-point favorite.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Carolina winning because they're at home. And again, the Eagles had no clue as how to play Kansas City. I mean, you got a linebacker on Tyreek Hill. You better wake up and figure out quickly that ain't going to work. And it didn't work. He's running free all day long. I think the Eagles are still a dumpster fire. And Carolina is a lot better. Again, Gus, we talked about this last year. This was a team that was on the cusp. They weren't getting blown out. They were losing games by 3-4, less than a touchdown. I think Carolina wins. And again, I think they win handily, 30-14.
Okay. And Saints and Washington, I think it's a big game for both. Obviously, for the Saints, if you can sneak into the bye 3-2, and I say sneak because, quite honestly, I didn't think they would do so. And quite honestly, they should be 3-1. They should have won that game Sunday. So, somewhat ahead, but I don't know. But you're going to get a bunch of players back here in the next 2 weeks. If you're Washington, you got some daunting teams to play in Kansas City and Green Bay next, you know, followed by Denver, which is a winning team there as well. So I'm them. I'm like, I got to have this game against the Saints because I think you're even on the field. Am I wrong? Are they even on the field?
I think the Saints still, again, does have a little bit of an edge, but that Washington defense is pretty darn good. So, yeah, they're going to keep them in games, but the biggest question, Gus, are we going to see the New Orleans offense that showed up against Green Bay or the one that showed up last week? And I don't know what you're going to see. And again, if the kicker makes a couple kicks, we're not even having this conversation. Mm-hmm. So let's see what happens. I think the Saints do win, Gus. It's going to be close. I think it's going to be low scoring, like around 19-16.
All right, there it is. Leo Haggerty, anything else in the NFL stand out this week? Like, who'd have thought a game like this, perhaps, you know, when you take a look at it, Green Bay and Cincinnati. What if Joe Burrow and the Bengals can pull off that game?
I don't think so, Gus. I think Aaron Rodgers.
Right. I know, I'm just saying. Can you imagine Cincinnati? They will be on fire, dude.
Oh, they would. Gus, I'll tell you what the bigger story is. Are the Arizona Cardinals for real?
Yeah.
And they may be, again, Aaron Murray right now is having an MVP season. And if they can get any type of defensive play, they're in the toughest division in football in that NFC West. You know, they got to go through San Francisco twice, Seattle twice, and Los Angeles twice. But they've already done the L.A. trip. And came away a winner. I think people are just starting to realize how good Murray is, that he's And again, Gus, we talked about this before. He's got a baseball mentality. The throw he made in the Hail Mary at the end, or Hail Murray, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, that only a shortstop could have made that, you know, going out of bounds, coming back. And he's getting that good. But just the one thing, and I got to rub this in, you know, it's just another day here in Tampa Bay. You know, we're waiting for the Rays to come in and beat Boston again. The Lightning open up next week in defense of the Stanley Cup, trying for a three-peat.
Right.
It's a matter of, who's going to win the next championship, Gus. Well, welcome to Tampa. You want to come down?
You know what? Maybe making a trip, but I'll see you soon later this month as you'll be over at the Coach G Hotel. We'll have some pull boys.
I'll be at the Coach G Hotel. And, I don't think they're going to let us into the game with costumes on Halloween, but I'll tell you what. The people showing up for that game probably were worth the price of admission. What do you think?
Are you kidding me? It's New Orleans, man. It's one of the best places to go for Halloween. You absolutely. They go in costume as it is. Popes, nuns, transformers, clowns, whistles, you name it. So, yeah, it actually would be just another Sunday in the Dome. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the weekend.
Absolutely, guys. You too. And we'll be texting during the game. Talk to you later.
Sounds good. That's it. Final segment coming up next on ESPN New Orleans.
The devastation that was left behind will be in our hearts and minds forever. But our community has the most hardworking and loyal individuals than anywhere else. We are strong. We will rebuild. We will conquer. Golden Motors is open for sales, service, and parts to assist your needs. Arriving daily is your next brand new Chevrolet, Buick, or slightly used any maker model vehicle. Golden Motors. Price is priority. 985-325 1000 or visit us 24/7 at goldenmotors.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man age 45 non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage at $75 per month, level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Term Busters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-866-929-1950. That's 1-866-929-1950. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Term Busters at 1-866-929-1950. That's 1-866-929-1950. Remember, 1-866-929-1950. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes for preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
What would you say
you do here?
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
What are some of the things you want to check out tonight? It's the Pelicans. Take on the Bulls. No Jackson Hayes, no B.I., no Zion. But Trey Murphy, no. Can they continue their hot streak? I mean, again, think about it. It is absolutely absurd. Both of those gentlemen have combined in two games for 41 points. Like, not together, they each have combined games 1 and 2 to add to 41. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 22 points, 19 in game 2. Trey Murphy had 21 and 20. 41 points total for each of them. Naw has knocked down 7 threes. Trey Murphy, 12. I'm not being ugly, but we would go an entire week of games, like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, in the starting back quarter season to go. They absolutely did not combine for 19 made threes. I promise I'll eventually let it go. I will. At some point, maybe when the season starts, I'll let it go. I will not refer to the worst backcourt in NBA human history from a season ago as often. It may still pop up every now and then. Maybe stay on a night where Nall and TM3 knock down 15 threes. And I'm like, never seen that before. All right, I promise I will move on. I promise I will move on. I promise. Who am I kidding? I'm never going to move on from that. You realize how bad it was. How bad it was. All right, well, moving on, though. Here's Willie Green talking about seeing what he wants to see from tonight's game. Again, you can listen to it 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip time right here at ESPN New Orleans.
Consistency. So, you know, we had a high turnover game against Minnesota, a low turnover game against Orlando. I thought we had a rough start in the second quarter, especially in Minnesota. We put together four good quarters, so consistency going in Chicago. Let's see if we can put it all together on both ends of the floor. Look, it's still early, so we have some time to continue to get better, but it would be great to see us put together a complete game.
Willie Green wants to see more on defense. I know, we've already – I'm doing it again. We've seen more defense in two games than we had all season. Anyway, he wants to see more.
You know, we just got to keep growing. It's nothing – one thing that I can pinpoint that we need to necessarily get better at, but just overall, I thought from game one to game two, more than anything, it was our toughness and physicality. We have to bring that. That's a non-negotiable. Our teams have to play that way, and everything else we can take care of, but we got to compete at a high level.
Yep, no doubt. So one of the things that we will see is perhaps that. We'll see. We'll see. One of the things also, again, and I have not lost my infatuation, and I wanted to see Kyrie Lewis play last year. Believe me, I would have liked to see him play. But his involvement, how has he seen sort of Kyrie Lewis get in better and improve?
I think we're just seeing just the maturation process of Kyrie. It started in summer league, and it's just been continuing. And last night was another step in the right direction for him. We've seen glimpses of what he can do, but he's only scratching the surface. I mean, he's cat quick, can shoot the ball, can defend, and he makes the right play over and over again. He's going to have a bright future.
One of the other aspects that I want to see here as well is Herb Jones. Guy is just playing incredible. He's Willie Green.
He just knows where to be on the floor. His instincts are great. We feel comfortable putting him at any position, and he knows all the positions. It's great to have a guy like Herb on a team that can play. And every game he comes in and he has an immediate impact. So he's a huge part for this program and this organization in terms of where we want to go.
Is that common for like a young dude, a rookie, to just come in and just know how to play?
Well, it is when